vital force. Yeah, but we need them, of course, for the kittens in the trees.
And you're listening to Stages. That's a little God Is in the House. I thought it might be appropriate for Darlinghurst Theatre's latest production, An Act of God, which is by David Javabaum and directed by Richard Carroll, who we have on the line to have a chat about this production. Welcome to Stages, Richard.
Thanks so much for having me.
Great. So the writer, David, has written, he's like a multi 13 Emmy Award winning writer for The Colbert Report and Jon Stewart. And this came out of a tweet account, as far as I can tell. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So David Javabaum, he started a Twitter account called The Tweet of God. Basically, he sends out tweets in the voice of God, and sort of, you know, in the style of, you know, as you say, he spent a long time writing for The Daily Show with Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert, that very sort of satirical type humour.
Yeah.
And so he would make comments on, you know, politics and celebrities, etc., as if, you know, in the voice of God.
Yes.
And this became really popular, and he turned it into a book called The Last Testament.
A memoir by God.
That's right, yeah. Which was a bestseller. And then eventually it got turned into a Broadway show called An Act of God, which we are very excited to have the first Australian production of.
And is the God that's portrayed in this, is he a different God from the God that we kind of know and understand?
Yes and no. So certainly in terms of the conceit of the show is that God has come down, you know, he's fed up with the human race misinterpreting all of his, you know, laws and rules and wishes and desires. And so he's decided to come down and talk directly to the human race. And in order to do so, he has to take over someone's body. And so he takes over the body of, in the case of our production, Mitchell Buteel.
Terrific actor, yes.
And, you know, wonderful, three-time Helpman Award-winning.
Absolutely.
That many Sydney audiences would know. Mm. And so there's the opportunity. What's great about the show is that, you know, on Broadway it was done by Jim Parsons from The Big Bang Theory and then Sean Hayes from Will and Grace. And each time a new actor takes over, you rewrite the jokes to sort of make jokes about that actor and their particular image.
Okay.
And, you know, we were given permission by the writers to do that with Mitchell and to make a lot of references to Australian politics and to local areas in Sydney and to Mitchell's career and all that kind of stuff. So it's been a really creative process, and audiences who come and see the show will really get a feeling that, you know, it's a show that is relevant to Sydney and to us. And, you know, there's jokes about Pauline Hanson and Malcolm Turnbull and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, the Wallaroos and, you know, so it's,
Can you talk about
really irreverent.
Yeah, style of the show. And has it got that kind of tweet element? And is it sort of something that's, you know, today would be something different in the show than yesterday as a consequence of that? Has it got that sort of tweet style? And, just talk about the style of it.
So the whole thing is, as I say, it's kind of direct address. So God comes out and is like, okay, I'm going to give you 10 new commandments to finally get clear what exactly it is that I want you to do. And so that's the form of the show, is that God gives 10 new commandments, and each time he gives a new commandment, he explains how we've been messing it up over the years and how we completely misinterpreted what he meant and what he wants and what we need to do from now on. And and certainly it's very topical because we've got the freedom to sort of insert these jokes and stuff, then we're able to keep it topical. So, you know, anything that comes up over the run, we can throw in a joke about it during the process.
Sure.
And because God is talking directly to the audience, there's some audience involvement. So there's two archangels, Michael and Gabriel, who Michael goes down into the audience with a microphone and takes questions from the audience and all this kind of stuff. It's very much like a cross between a TED Talk and an episode of Oprah in terms of that and you know, cross with stand-up comedy.
So Mitchell is God. Is he... I mean, does he have to change the commandments, not only because we're misinterpreting them, but to update them a bit to a new morality, I guess, or how we feel about what's good and what's
That's wrong. True. Yes. Well, and this, for example, the second commandment is thou shalt not tell others whom to fornicate. You know, he says, I don't care about the gays. Let them do whatever they want. Not important, you know.
Yeah.
All this kind of stuff that, you know, is not really in the Bible. Or, you know, he says, you know, I know it says in the Bible, thou shalt not lie with a man as one lies with a woman, but that's just good advice.
Yeah.
So, it's a very sort of modern take on it. And what's great about it is that because these stories, the Bible stories, and, you know, the history of religion is so ingrained in our culture, I think just as much here as in America, you know, the humor is able to play with that and build on our knowledge of things and you know, give them a little bit of a twist in a way, which is really satisfying.
I know The Good Place that just played on Netflix with Ted Danson playing. Was a nice twist on that. Is it similar to that sort of idea of heaven and playing around with that idea of heaven and hell and good and evil?
Yeah, it is in a way. Yes, I think in a similar way that builds on our, you know, previous sort of knowledge and presumptions about God and heaven and the angels, etc. But this show, I think, is a bit more raucous and you know.
I was going to say, does it have that kind of evangelical feel to it, in that kind of like Burt Lancaster, you know, revving up the audience and getting them high on
yeah, on a little bit. Well, you know, we want the audience to come in. When they walk into the theatre, we want to throw them a little bit. So we have this awesome Christian hip hop playing, which is a real thing, and I have to say, I've got a little bit into it. After, you know, researching the songs to play pre-show, we have this great loud Christian hip hop playing, and I've added a few of them to my running playlist because they're really great exercise workout songs.
And you better be careful.
And we have this sort of awesome lighting and a big G projected on the set, like, you know, so the idea that you're coming to this awesome concert by this huge celebrity. So there's that kind of vibe all the way through. And there also is, you know, a little bit of a spoiler, but there is a big song at the end, which is a big show-stopping number.
And so, as well, you've got Alan Flower and Laura Murphy as well as Mitchell, and they're both great performers, aren't they?
Oh, awesome actors. Alan Flower is a fantastic Sydney actor who he actually did the first show ever at the Darlinghurst Theatre Company when they were in their old space. He's a great, great actor. And Laura Murphy is a fantastic actor and brilliant singer who's just come out of Muriel's Wedding. She was performing Muriel's Wedding at night while we were rehearsing during the day. So she's a bit of a dynamo. So she gets to show off her incredible vocal skills as well as her sassy, she's sort of the sassy sidekick of Gabriel to God.
Terrific. Well, is there a tweet going on? Because I looked up the tweet of God, and one of his latest ones was, in an ideal scenario, the president of the US and the worst person in the world would be two different people. Are you doing your own tweeting as you're going as well for the show?
Yeah, we should.
Tweets from Mitchell as God.
That's right. We'll tweet from the Darlow Theatre. That's a great idea.
Excellent. Yeah. Richard Carroll, thank you so much for joining us. It sounds just wonderful.
Thanks for having me.
Terrific. Richard Carroll there, the director of An Act of God, playing at Darlinghurst Theatre until the 25th of February.